It's funny when God shows you, after you've been preaching for so long, that it's possible that you've been in error. Last thing a preacher wants to know is that it's a possibility that he's been in error. Amen? Well, I'm not ashamed to tell you I've been in error. We have been teaching a word that says it is not given to the swift or the strong, but unto him that endureth unto the end. I found out this morning that that is not a verse. It is the measure of two verses. The beginning of it is the verse out of Ecclesiastes. And the last part of the verse is the verse out of Matthew. So we've been taking part of the Old Testament verse and aligning it and connecting it with the New Testament verse and making up our own word. So, you know, when I saw that, I was a little bit ashamed, because that had become one of my favorite sayings was, you know, it's not to the swift or to the weak or to the strong, but it's to him that endureth all the way unto the end. And it sounded good, but everything that sounds good is not true. So as I began to look in the book of Matthew, this is how it reads for that. It says, Matthew 10 and 22, it says, and ye shall be hated of all men for my name's sake, but he that endureth until the end shall be saved. It didn't say nothing about the swift or the strong. It just said you was going to be hated. That's why the word of God says, search the scriptures, for in them ye think ye have everlasting life. Study to show yourself approved, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. And you know where that comes from? That comes from the principle of listening to other preachers say it, and then you get caught up in it, and it sounds so good, it becomes a reality to you. Yeah, right. But what I found out, that's one of Satan's biggest tricks. And that's one of the old nature's biggest tricks, is to get you to quote something that ain't true. So when you go to God in prayer, quoting scripture that ain't true, it has no power. You can pray all day. It don't have any power. You're just wasting your time. You a tinkling cymbal and a sounding brass. That's why we have to know this word for what it says. Now go with me to Ecclesiastes, the ninth chapter. The ninth chapter of Ecclesiastes is right after Proverbs. The ninth chapter of Ecclesiastes. And then I found something else about this. I said, Lord God, you just messed me all up. You taking all my little teaching and you throwing it in the bucket. I done learned that. He said, that's exactly what you did. You learned it. You didn't let me give it to you. You learned it. But you said, study it, Lord. I told you to study it, but I didn't told you to get your own revelation. I said, let me reveal it to you. So in the book of Ecclesiastes, in the ninth chapter, and we'll start with the tenth verse, it says, whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. For there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave, whither thou goest. I returned and saw under the sun that the race is, the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, nor yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill, but time and chance happen to them all. For man also knoweth not his time, as the fishes that are taken in an evil net, and the birds that are caught in the snare, so are the sons of men snared at evil time, when it falleth suddenly upon them. So that doesn't mean what we thought it meant. We assumed, because we've been in this thing for so long, we assumed that it was telling us that if we endure, if it's not given to the swift and it's not given to the strong, but if we can endure it, then we can make it. But that's not what he's trying to tell us. Whatsoever thy hand findeth to do, do it with thy might. Thy hand findeth to do is a metami, a metamony, for the strength to put forth in it, to put forth strength in it. That means that you've got to work hard while you can work for Jesus. Only what you do for Christ is going to last. So you work hard for Jesus. You put your hand to the plow. You put your hand to work. You tell people about the goodness of Jesus. You tell people that salvation has life. Salvation has enduring life. You tell people that God is a healer. You tell them that God can deliver them. You tell them that God is a miracle worker. You tell them that God has the power to set them free. You tell them that God has the power to create peace where there is no peace. God has the power to create encouragement where there's discouragement, to bring forth laughter where there's sadness. God has this power. God has the power to raise from the dead. God has the power to, now come on now, I'm not talking about dead in the grave. I'm talking about dead in trespasses and sin. God has the power to raise us up from this. That's the kind of work we have to do while we can do it. Oh, but then we go into this thing, you know, oh, why is this happening to me? Lord, I pay my tithe every time. Why am I going through this? I'm faithful to you, Lord. I tell people about Jesus. Why I got to go through all these things I'm going through? Why am I tried on every hand? Why am I tempted? Why am I knocked down? But you said you'd get me back up. Why am I going through all these things? Where's my peace in my mind? What happened to my joy that I had? What happened to the strength that I was walking in? What happened to the peace that was in my spirit? What happened to all these things? What happened to my faith that I was believing God in? Where is all this gone? What is happening? Well, the man of God proceeds to say, for there is no work, nor device, nor knowledge, nor wisdom in the grave whither thou goest. Oh, my God. None. You would think wisdom means the wisdom of God, but wisdom translated here in the Hebrew means vanity. Changes the whole onset or the whole vision of the verse. Huh. So there is no work. So you can't work for God in your own knowledge. You can't work for God in your own devices. You can't work for God in vanity. Because if you keep doing it, you're going to find yourself in the grave. Oh, Sheol. I returned, then he says, I returned and saw under the sun that the race is not to the what? To the swift. Well, when you look at under the sun, it refers to all that is connected with earthly things as such a with that takes man and separates man apart from it. That means that God is saying that everything that I do in the earth, man has found a way to separate himself from it. That don't sound good, does it? God gave us praise, we find a way to separate ourselves from it. God give us worship, we find a way to separate ourselves from it. God heals our bodies, we convince ourselves that we're not healed. God delivers us, we convince ourselves that we're not delivered. God moves, we say he's not moving. God is blessing, we say he's not blessing. How do we say it? With our actions. Hallelujah. So I returned and I saw under the sun. I saw in the earth that race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong, neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to men of understanding, your favor to men of skill, but time and chance happen to them all. What is he saying? Now, I did not like this per se, because it's telling me that no matter how good I think I am, I can still have troubles. So why try to be good? With all my worship and praise, it's telling me that I can still. Y'all don't want to hear this. That the race is not to the swift. You might think you can move, but it's not to you. It's not to you. Nor the battle to the strong. You don't have to be strong to win the battle. We think we have to be strong to win the battle. That's why he said you have to be strong in the power of his might. Glory to God. Neither yet bread to the wise, nor riches to men of understanding, nor yet favor to men of skill. That don't mean, so what? You got favor with God. You got, because of your abilities, you have favor. Because your wisdom and your knowledge, you have made yourself rich. And because of all these things, because the bread or the knowledge of word, you have become wise. But what the word of God is saying, it does not matter, but time and chance happen to them all. That means that there's a time and there's a place for everything. And it's going to happen to you if it's going to happen to you. So you need to have yourself right with God. You need to be in line with God. And you need to understand the word of God so that when trouble comes your way, you can say, it don't last always. When sickness comes in your body, you have the ability, you can say, and you know for a fact, by his stripes, I'm already healed. I'm not trying to get healed, I'm already healed. Well, you don't walk like you healed, but I'm healed. As a man thinketh, And the word think don't mean reason there. It means understanding to know. And the reason you know is because you've already been there and you've stood the test. Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. But time and chance happeneth to them all. For no man also knoweth not this time. As I was studying this, it smacked me in the face, and it said, it took me back into the New Testament. It took me into the epistles where it says, you know, we want to know why we go through this and why we have to deal with that. Well, it's simple. It rains on the just and the unjust. Did y'all hear me? It's going to rain on us a little bit all the time. But I'm excited because no matter what kind of rain comes my way, I got a God that's more than able. He said, I can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengtheneth me. So that means if trouble comes my way, I have the ability to stand. If hell comes my way, I have the ability to rebuke it. If the mountain's too high, I can tell it to fall down. Whatever comes my way, because I have power with God in the word of God, I can call those things that are not as though they are. I have to believe God. Oh my God, for a man also knoweth not his time. As the fishes that are taken in an evil net, they don't know what's going on. We eat them. When they're swimming down that lake, they don't know they're about to be somebody's supper. But they swim nevertheless. Don't you know there's going to come a time in your life when you're going to become somebody's supper? Well, Pastor, how do we become their supper? Through persecution and affliction, jealousy, envy, strife. But God said it don't matter, because greater is he that's in you than he that is in the world. And God said, I'll make a way where there seemeth to be no way. God said, your footsteps, your footsteps, God ordered your footsteps. And as long as God ordered your footsteps, You know what? Sometimes you may make a wrong turn, but if God order him, he's taking you exactly where you need to be. Because when you get to where you need to be, the blessing and the power of God is going to be there right in your midst. So whatever troubles you got today, they don't belong to you. Whatever trials you're going through today, they don't belong to you. Whatever sickness you got today, it don't belong to you. Whatever hatred you got going today, it don't belong to you. These things don't belong to us. What belongs to us is the kingdom of the living God. What belongs to us is our faith. What belongs to us is our joy. What belongs to us is our happiness. That other stuff don't belong to us. It's just things that's going to try to invade our lives, invade our territory, invade our realm. But we have power to rebuke it and send it back from where it came from. You better start sending some stuff back to where it come from and start letting sitting there with it. It's not yours, so why keep it? Hallelujah. Hamashata. It don't belong to you, so don't keep it. Give it away. Amen. Hallelujah. Send it back to where it come from. Amen. Hallelujah. So if it's going to rain on me anyway, I might as well praise it. Amen. If I'm going to have afflictions anyway, I might as well praise it. Hallelujah. If I'm going to get sick anyway, Sister Vaughn, I might as well give him some praise. Hallelujah. What I found out, though, there's a key to the whole thing. If I start praising God now, so hear me now, hear me out. With all that's going on, the evil net and the birds that are caught in the snare, so are the sons of men snared in evil time. Well, we are truly in an evil time. This is the end time, and it is very evil. Man is doing whatever he wants to do. Man's mind has become praised in its own self, and they're doing what they want to do. But I got news for you. As long as you stand in the kingdom of God and you hide yourself in the secret place of the Most High, under the shadow of the Almighty, you don't have to worry about what he's doing. You don't have to worry about what he says. You don't have to worry about where he said, all you got to worry about is where the spirit of the living God is, and where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. God has the power to make your way straight. God has the power to let you free. God has the power to give you peace. So you got to start calling on him while you can. Yeah. Hallelujah. Into everybody's life, a little rain going to fall. And it ain't going to always be that rainbow rain. Sometimes it's going to be that acid rain. And the moment it hits your skin, it's going to start burning. And it's going to try to steal your peaceful thoughts, your pleasant ideas, your gracious understanding, your knowledge and wisdom of who God really is in your life. It's going to try to steal it. But I got news for you. You know what? That's why God gave us pores. So when it comes in, it can flow right out. I made up my mind, Pastor Keith. I'm not holding on to nothing. That ain't going to be a blessing in my life. Hallelujah. We're trying to hold on to stuff that's killing us. We're trying to hold on to stuff that make us sad. We're trying to hold on to stuff that discourage us. Let it go. Throw it, kick it to the curb, my God. So remember, the race is not to the swift, nor the battle to the strong. Neither yet bread to the wise, nor yet riches to the men of understanding. But I got a revelation for you. It's to them that know their God. Hallelujah. If you know your God, the race is for you. If you know your God, the battle is yours. If you know your God, the bread is yours. If you know your God, riches is yours. If you know your God, you have favor with God. If you know your God, you may not know the time or the chance, but God knows. And if you stay in the midst of God, God will stay with you. Hide your place in him, and God will move for you. For man also knoweth not the time. We don't know the time, but God knows all things. So I decided I want to stay next to him that know all things. Hallelujah. Jesus, you know it, so I'm sticking next to you. I'm not going to let them pull me away from you, Lord. I'm not even going to let myself pull me away from you. But I'm going to hang. I'm going to stay. You know what they call it? Hang time. Hallelujah. I'm going to call it hang time. But not our time, but I'm talking about God's time, because one day to God is as a 1,000 years. So I'm gonna hang with God, so that longevity will manifest itself in my spirit. Longevity will manifest itself in my mind. Longevity will manifest itself in my soul. Longevity will manifest itself in my flesh, so that now I can praise God even in the, I can praise God on a hop, skip, and a run now. I can praise God when it seems like my body is racked with pain. I can praise God when all my finances are dried up. I can praise God when trouble is all around me. I can praise God when the storms are blowing. I can praise God when the wind knocks the house down. I can praise God now. Why can I praise God? Because now I understand that it's the grace of God, it's the mercy of God that gives me the ability to do what I need to do for God. I'm running this race, all right, but I'm not trying to run it fast. I'm trying to keep my eyes on the prize, and the prize is Jesus. Everyone stand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh. Lord God, I thank you. So you remember, the race isn't given to the swift, or strength of the strong, or to him that endureth until the end. Amen. But strength coming from understanding that you are a warrior of the cross. And every day you open up your eyes, you got to be ready to do warfare. You got to be ready to do spiritual warfare. And remind yourself all the time, for the battle is not mine. It belongs to the Lord. And I'm not trying to find victory. I'm already in victory. Hallelujah. We've got to change our way of thinking. We've got to change our speech. We've got to change it so that the glory of the living God will manifest itself. God gets joy when we talk great. God gets joy when we talk about the goodness of Jesus. Amen. We create an atmosphere around us that the power of the living God. Now, there's going to be some folks going to hate you for it. There's going to be some folks that ain't going to like you. There's going to be some folks going to talk about you. But let me tell you what, who would you rather be on the side of, them or Jesus? Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. We praise you. I want to anoint some folks this morning. You're going through a lot. You're being tried like this unto a fire. But God told me to tell you this morning that even though you've been tried like a fire, God is purifying you and getting you ready to become that gold. I'm not talking about no 14 karat gold, but I'm talking about that 24 karat gold. The kind of gold that's transparent, so that folks can look into your lives and see how God has moved and how God has blessed and how God has healed and how God has delivered and how God has set you free. Amen. So we believe God. Amen. So I'm going to ask everyone to come stand across the front that wants me to touch and agree with them concerning this situation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.